One of the great psalms is Psalm 139. It's a hymn of praise in which we see God's great attributes of omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence. All the great, we might say, omni attributes are seen in Psalm 139. It's one of the great psalms that explains the very nature of who God is and His relationship with us. And so it's a wonderful, wonderful psalm. We begin, Lamnatseach le David Mizmor, to the chief musician, a psalm belonging to David. Lamnatseach, we have the Lamed prepositional prefix, and Menatseach is a participle from Natsach. It's a PL participle with the Shiva Pathak vowel pattern, doubling of the Tzade here. And it probably means to the preeminent one or to the leader, looking at the one that would be leading, possibly in the singing of this great song. It's a mizmor, a noun, meaning a psalm belonging to David. We begin in the first verses down through verse 6, 1 to 6, by looking at the omniscience of God, the fact that God is all-knowing. Notice it begins, Adonai hakartani v'teda. O Lord, You have searched me and You know me. Adonai is the proper name of the Lord, the tetragrammaton. The four consonants of the Hebrew, Yod, He, Vav, He. And we move on. O Lord, Hakartani. Hakar is the verb to search. And notice it is a cal perfect, second masculine singular from the root Hakar, to search, with the pronominal suffix E. And notice the nun is like a hinge here. So You have searched me, and v'teda, You know me. Notice the vav here is the vav hafik, or the vav consecutive, turning this imperfect over and putting it into the past. You know me. Notice, as we look at this verb, teda, it's a peyod verb from the root yada. The yod has dropped out, and we have compensatory lengthening under the tav from a hirik to a tseri. And so, O Lord, You know me. Notice we're looking at intimate knowledge here. The Lord intimately searches him and intimately knows him. And that's true with all of us. There is that intimate relationship that the Lord has with each one of us, which is a beautiful thought. But then as we go on in verse 2, Ata yadata shivti vekumi, banta lerei merachok. You know when I sit and when I arise. You understand my thought from afar off. Notice ata is just your personal pronoun, second masculine singular, you. And yadata is the cal perfect, second masculine singular, from the root yada, to know. And notice basically the ta suffix showing its second masculine singular. This is intimate knowledge, by the way. You intimately know my down sitting, shifti, and my arising. Shifti is from the root yashav, to sit. And notice we have in this form, when it becomes an infinitive, in the cal, yashav becomes shevet in the infinitive construct form. And here, shevet changes to shift in the a cal infinitive construct with the hirik yod, which is the first person pronominal suffix. So you know intimately when I sit, or my down sitting, and my arising. Ve is just your conjunction. Notice kum is another infinitive construct, cal infinitive construct, with the pronominal suffix in the hirikyod, in the e. So you know when I sit and when I arise. Banta, you understand, lerei merachok. You understand my thought from afar off. Notice the banta is from the middle weak verb, bin, to understand. It is a cal perfect second masculine singular with the ta suffix or affix, followed by the ah, which is often added to forms. So you understand, you clearly understand, lerei, toward my thought. Le is just your preposition, the lamed, and then rei is from the, it's a noun, meaning re, from rea, meaning purpose or aim. You understand my purpose, or we could even understand this, my thought. And notice the e is your pronominal suffix, first common singular, from re-a. And then me-rahok, from afar off. Rahok means from afar, or from a distance, a distant location. Here we have an adjective preceded by the preposition, the min, and the nun has elided, meaning from, and we have compensatory lengthening from mehirik to etzeri under the mim. So you understand my thoughts from afar off or a distant place. In other words, from heaven, the Lord knows when we get up, when we lie down. He understands everything we do throughout the day. Our down sitting, when we're sitting, when we're arising in the morning. He understands our thoughts, what we're thinking, from afar off, from his dwelling place. Which is an amazing thing. He knows our very thoughts, and he knows the thoughts of each one of us. So what a beautiful, a beautiful text of reassurance this gives us in relationship to the omniscience of the Lord. He's not just totally distant from us without being concerned about us. Orchi v'riv'i zerita v'chol d'rachai hiskanta. Notice my path and my lying down. You winnow. Actually, I'm translating it quite literally here, you winnow or you sift. And then he goes on, and all of my ways, you are acquainted intimately with all of my ways. Notice, or he in verse 3 is means path, and it's from orach, meaning path, and the e is the pronominal suffix, first common singular. So my path and my lying down. Rava means to lie down, and here we have actually a noun form, the lying down of me, or my lying down. Actually, this could also, I'm looking at it, could be an infinitive construct with the e, the pronominal suffix, from the verb rava, which is probably more of what we're looking at. So you know my lying down, or my lying down, you winnow. Notice zerita is from the root zara. It's a lamed hay root, where the hay has alighted, and we have the yod, which very early on, these were originally lamed or final lamed, from the root pa'al. Remember, lamed is the third position. These were lamed hey, lamed yod verbs at one time, which later became lamed hey verbs. And we're seeing the reappearance of the yod here, and that happens in these lamed hey verbs. So you winnow, and it means to sift. Kal, we parse this as a zereta. And let me just point one other thing out here. I'm understanding this as a PL with the I vowel. Again, the tsere that is lengthened to a tsere because the resh cannot be doubled, which normally happens with a dogish forte in the PL. And so you intimately winnow or you sift. It's looking at really close scrutiny. You scrutinize, we could almost, just like the winnowing process of separating wheat from chaff. So you closely scrutinize my path and my lying down and all of my ways. V'chol durachai hiskanta, you are acquainted with all of my ways. Notice that is your conjunction, and chol means the totality, a noun, of my ways in construct with derachai. Derek means way, and here we have a plural noun in construct with the plural pronominal suffix in the pathak yod. All the entirety of my ways, hiskanta, you are acquainted. Notice hiskanta is from sakan, to be acquainted with, and here we have a hey prefix showing that we're looking at a hifil perfect. Second masculine singular from sakan. And that final hey is often added to forms. It somewhat, we could say, makes it emphatic. So the totality of my ways you are intimately acquainted with. Hifil, perfect, second masculine singular from sakan. And notice again, the Lord is intimately acquainted with all of our ways, our paths throughout each day, throughout our life. He intimately knows. What a wonderful, wonderful assurance again that the Lord is not some distant deistic God up there unconcerned about us, but He knows our very ways that we take, which should also point us to trying to have ways that please Him and not being disobedient to Him in any way. Notice he goes on then in the next verse, verse 4. Ki ein mila bilshoni hein adona yadata chula. For there is not a word in my tongue. Behold, Lord, you know all of it. Ki is just your conjunction for. Ein is your negative particle meaning not. And mila is a noun meaning word. For there is not a word, bilshoni, in my tongue. Be is the preposition. Lashon means tongue. It's a noun with the pronominal suffix hirik yod, first person singular. So, for there is not a word in my tongue. Hain, behold, Adonai, O Lord, you know all of it. Yadata chula. Notice, yadata, we have the verb yada, a kal perfect second masculine singular from yada. Chula is just your noun again, the totality with your pronominal suffix, third feminine singular. Notice the a with the mapik or the little dot in the hay indicates that we're looking at a third person feminine singular in that form. So there's not a word in my tongue, even before I speak, Lord, lo or behold, you know all of it. You're intimately acquainted with all of it. This is a beautiful, beautiful thought that the Lord knows what we're thinking even before we utter it. Before there's a word in our tongue, the Lord understands what we're about to say. That's another reason we want our thoughts to be pure, because He understands, really, what's going on in our mind. And yet what a beautiful, beautiful comfort this gives, that God is aware of our thoughts even before we express them in words. Then we see His protection in verse 5. Notice He says, Achor v'kedem tzartani, behind and before you have hemmed me in, v'tashit alai kapecha, and you have laid upon me, you have laid your hand upon me. Notice, Achor means behind, an adverb. The kedem means before, an adverb. Tzartani is from tsur, to hem in. And notice it's a cow perfect, the middle weak verb, from tsur, second masculine singular with the ta affix or suffix, followed by the pronominal suffix in the e. Behind and before you have hemmed me in. V'tashit alai kapecha, and you have laid your hand upon me. Notice, tashet is from the root sheet. It's a middle weak form, with the hirik, or with the yod dropping out. It's just your kal imperfect second masculine singular from sheet with the top prefix. Alai is your preposition upon, and I is your first person pronominal suffix. So you have laid your hand upon me. And notice the word hand, kaf, meaning hand, and ha is your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So you have placed your hand upon me. What a beautiful picture. God has hemmed us in, before and behind, like a besieging army, except here it's in a good sense. He's laid His hand upon us for good, and He besieges us back and forth, protecting us. Before and behind is the thought here.